and gentlemen, the good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
The Ice Man, I'm back here with the river, baby. You gon' love her to death. All right, let me sing a verse. She the one with the blue dress song. She the blue dress song. Not long, all right, now. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I don't know about you, Luther, but if you smoke that rock and roll, you'll like it.
All you garage rock heads out there, this is Dick Lee, and you're listening to 60s Garage Rock from California. Hey, don't tell anybody, but it's the weekend. I'm going to be around for about the next 60 minutes, and I'm going to be spinning some of that great vinyl for you from the decade of the 1960s. You're going to be hearing some of that crackling and popping sound. All that is the sound of analog. As always, my co-host and my partner in crime, the Iceman, will be with me every week. He'll be making his observations of relationships and be answering telephone calls and emails. So, Iceman, I hope you got that big howl ready to go. And do you have anything that you would like to share with those garage rockheads out there?
Ah, baby, you're listening to the Iceman. I'm going to spin some cool grooves. Just sit back, close your eyes, and remember the 60s.
Are you ready?
Get ready, cause here I come on my way.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1.
Kick those tires and light your hair on fire, baby. Crank up that volume. It's party time, party time, party time.
Get naked, baby.
Iceman, what are you doing, man? I'm glad we're on the radio and not on TV. Wow, put a finger in my mind's eye. Hey, why don't you go ahead and play that track that you want to play right now?
Oh, I tell you, I run around naked, baby. I haven't bathed in 3 days.
Phew-wee, Iceman. Why don't we play this song instead?
Splish splash, I was taking a bath.
Now, Iceman, I know we're soul brothers and everything, baby, but listen, take my advice. I'm trying to say it very gently. Take a bath and listen to Bobby Darin's words.
I stepped out the tub and put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, I was out and know there was a party going on. There was a splishing and a splashing, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Yeah, flipping up, they was doing the bop. All the teens had to dance me in bug. There was Lollipop with a Peggy Sue. The golly, Miss Molly was a even there too. A willa splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a stolen, reeling with the beer, moving and a splishing and a splashing. We'll be right back.
ready? It's time for some flashes from the past, some moldy oldies, and good old good ones.
Well, Garage Rock heads, welcome to our novelty song weekend. We're going to have some fun today, so you stick around and we're going to play that favorite novelty track for you. The one you just heard was Splish Splash by Bobby Darin out of 1958. Now, a little factoid about that song was that Bobby Darin wrote that track with DJ Murray the K. And DJ Murray, well, he bet Darin that he could not write a song with the word Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath. And as they say, the rest is rock and roll history.
Taking you back in time as we rewind the music.
Rock and roll!
With Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
That's right, darlings, we understand. And if you want to, you get on that phone right now and give us a call and tell us what favorite novelty song that you remember out of the 60s and 70s, and we'll spin it for you. Up next, we're going to jump forward to 1984. The writer of this track was named Ray Parker Jr. It also happened to be the theme song for a very cool movie. This is for all you ghosts and goblins out there. Now, see if you remember this one right here. Come on, Garage Rock heads, you know the words. Sing along with us, man. Oh, yeah.
Ghostbusters! If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call? Afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Get naked, baby.
If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call?
Ghostbusters.
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Don't forget, who you gonna call? No, 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 man. Not the Ghostbusters. You call Dickie Lee the Iceman.
Move your mind and get ready for
Dickie Lee and the Iceman. They understand.
That's right, darlings. It's time to move your mind. The Iceman, well, he made up a new word and he said he wants to lay it on all of you right now. So, Iceman, lay it on us, baby.
Are you ready? It's wonderful. Yes, that putting the fun and the wonderfulness together. You want to hear it again? Wonderful. Ah, I'm proud of that original word.
Well, Iceman, since you officially added to the English slangers, baby, I think it's time to put this new word to the music form. So what you got for us? Iceman, I was wondering how long it was going to take, baby, before you slipped this novelty song in. Here you are out of 1969, a group called the Fraternity of Man.
My friend, pass it over to me. Don't bulk guard that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one. Just like the other one. You've been hanging on to it, and I sure would like a hit. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one. Just like the other one. That one's just about burned to the end. So come on and be a real friend. Don't
And oh, did I mention that this song shot straight to the top of the charts and was featured in a 1969 film called Easy Rider.
Bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over.
Get ready. It's time for some flashes from the past. Some moldy oldies and good old good ones.
Forgotten 45, much more music.
Get naked, baby.
1962.
That's right, Garage Rock Heads, it was 1962, man, and it was a very good year. And we hope you're enjoying some of these great novelty songs out of the 60s and early 70s. Up next is a track that was written by a performer by the name of Bobby Prickett. The track that he wrote was centered around the holiday of Halloween, and it was released as a single by Gary Paxton's Bakersfield label of Garpax Records. A little note about this track is that a Bakersfield vocal group by the name of the Revlon sang background on it. Now get ready for a spooky song, and see if you can remember this one out of 1962.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Oh man, I knew you'd remember that one. Out of 1962, a little bit of that Monster Mash.
You're listening to The Soundtrack of Your Life with Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
Every song, like, totally rocks.
It's awesome.
It's all about my kind of music.
He's a man.
I love to listen while I work.
They're good. They're very funny.
They're hilarious. They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
Give me a hug, baby! Iceman, you better watch it, baby. You spit on me once again, man. Hey, man, while the Monster Mash was playing, we got a call in from Rachel out of Brooklyn, and she wanted to know what a novelty song is. Well, Rachel, you better get ready, baby, because here it is. A novelty song is a type of song built upon some kind of novel concept, such as a gimmick, a piece of humor, or a sample of popular culture. And back in the early 60s, man, they really went crazy writing these types of songs. And also, a novelty songs are often a kind of parody or humor song that apply to a fad or even a holiday. And one great example of this next track we're going to play for you. Man, I really get a kick out of this song. Now listen to the lyrics. This is a story about a grandmother celebrating Christmas with her family when she ventures out into a snowstorm while drunk on eggnog. And as they say, the rest is rock and roll Christmas history.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves.
Now, you garage rock head, you better take heed out there. A little warning for your grandmas. You keep her away from that eggnog. Out of 1979, a little track by Elmo Shropshire and Patsy Tring.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
You Million Dollar Weekend.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hello, what you want?
Hello, this is Ruby. Is this the Iceman?
Ruby, I know the gal, and Ruby is her name. Hey, is that you, Ruby?
I love you, Iceman.
You tell him, Iceman. And Ruby, a big hello from Dickie Lee, too.
Bye.
Hey, baby. Nothing shaking here but the leaves on the tree. What you got for me?
That's groovy. I just... You're blowing my mind.
I can dig it, man.
I can dig it.
Bye.
1966.
Ah, song. Yes, they're singing some sound.
Hey, don't worry, I can't understand the words either. Up for you right now, we're going to go to 1966 in the city of Ocala, Florida. This garage rock group recorded a number of these novelty songs during the 60s, but this was their big one. Here they are, the Royal Guardsmen.
Even the sound of a big warbird up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried.
Is filed again.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. The bloody red bear was rolling up the storm. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody red bear of Germany. Now Snoopy had sworn that he'd get that man, so he asked the great pumpkin for a new battle plan. Challenge the German to a real dog fight. While the Baron was laughing, it got him in his sight.
Well, this track shot to the top 10 in 1966. The Royal Guardsman and Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
Well, welcome back, darlings, and as I always say, this is one of my favorite segments of the show. A time where we're able to talk with some of these architects of rock and roll music, or in today's case, one of those space cowboys or pompatus of love who lived back there in the 1960s and has seen and heard it all. We've been getting a lot of texts and emails from all you darlings out there asking about the Iceman, where he came from, how did he get his name, and so forth. He just left a few minutes ago to go out and get some of that good old barbecue chicken. So I'm going to give him a call on the bat phone. Before I do that, you go ahead and call in here on the other line. And if you have some questions, we'll just ask him on that bat phone and he'll lay some relationship advice on you. Now, let me see here. Let's dial that number. What is it? 541-683-BATMAN. I think that's it.
Oh!
Hello, Dickie Lee. What you want, man?
Hey, Iceman, why aren't you in the studio yet?
I'm on my way, baby. Just running a little bit late. Me and the Batmobile, we having a good old time driving on the street.
The what? You're driving what?
My Batmobile. I drove that for the first time long time ago. Took out the Batman's niece, you know, that girl.
Oh.
Went out. Yeah, yeah, we went over to Hickey Park in Layton.
Iceman, these phones have been lighting up in here, and there's been a lot of questions, and people seem like they want to know something about you. Like, they want to know, how did you get your name, and what do you look like?
Hey, baby, you're getting a little personal, aren't you? Why, you know, I had this fine Cajun queen down in New Orleans one time, and she said, you come over here, look in the mirror, tell me what you see. I said, well, I say, this is the cat with a muscle-bound face. She said, yeah. I said, well, this is the cat that you all love. She said, yeah. Yeah. I said, well, this is a cat that brings you out a good old good one. She said, yeah, you are so cool, baby, that I gotta call you the Iceman.
And, darlings, I want to tell you something. It's a little secret. That Cajun queen who the Iceman's talking about, her real name is Wicked Wanda. Now, Iceman, settle down, baby. I'm not giving away too many of your secrets. Lordy, Lordy, Iceman, we got another call from a listener out of San Francisco. She says that she and her pelvic affiliate, they always seem to be mad at each other all day and especially at night before they go to bed. Hey, man, you got any advice for her?
Now listen up. You never go to bed mad. You stay up all night and fight.
Now, David Sandy out of San Francisco, Dickie Lee, he's got some advice for you, too. Now, listen up. Right before you start getting in that argument, man, just take all your clothes off and get naked. And I guarantee that you'll forget what you're fighting about. Now, up next, we're going to lay another one of those novelty songs on you. And this might just apply to your situation.
Appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. So barmaid, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Honey, why don't we get drunk and
get naked, baby?
Why don't we get drunk?
Potty mouth,
potty mouth. I just bought a waterbed, filled up for me and you. They say you are a snuff queen. Honey, I don't think that's true. So why don't we get drunk and screw?
Pick it, Coral Reef.
Another great novelty song out of 1973, and that's for all you parrot heads out there, the late, great Jimmy Buffett.
Forgotten 45s.
In a world where records are small and holes are large, one man remembers when things called turntables moved at 45 revolutions per minute.
Oh!
your bad self.
Are you ready? We go rock and roll.
We come into your town. We'll help you party it down. We're an American band.
Oh! Million Dollar Weekend.
It happened. Yeah.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
Oh yeah, another great novelty song out of the 1960s. The singer is David Savelle, and he's asking a witch doctor for some romantic advice.
I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Love for me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on in. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
Out of 1960, yet another great novelty song that shot straight to the top of the charts. David Savelle.
Summer never sounded so good.
Oh, yeah!
Good times and great oldies.
1966.
As we mentioned, darling, these novelty songs took all forms, and they were often parodies of holidays and other funny events of the day. But this one right here, we have no idea what it was about. The artist's name was Napoleon XIV. The year was 1966, and his real name was Jerry Samuel. This is a track that he wrote about him dreaming that he was speaking to his girlfriend and he was descending into the depths of madness, and he was afraid that someone was going to come and take him away. See if you can remember this one right here.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away. You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to
I told you this was a crazy song. Napoleon the 14th and a little bit of They're Coming to Take Me Away.
Be home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away.
Another cruising pleasure.
Put the top down and the radio up. Good times and great oldies.
The memories are here.
From Napoleon the 14th, we're going to jump ahead a few years and do a novelty song by a valley bass group. They were called the Brimmers. And you have to really check out these lyrics. This is all about a guy who loved to do home repairs, except he hated tools. He thought he could do everything with one roll of duct tape. The Brimmers for you.
That few of us can share. Just one little simple item, no restrictions or bewares. My old man was best there was in simple home repairs. When I was small, my daddy took me to the hardware store. He said, son, I'm gonna teach you how to mend that screen you tore. So pay very close attention to what I'm gonna say. Anything can be repaired with just one roll of tape. I was raised on duct tape. Who needs those stupid tools? Some think I'm pretty cool. I can fix most anything from cars to wooden gates. Can be made just like brand new, just me and my duct tape. I fixed those fishing poles, the water hose, the collar on your dog. I fixed carpet, fixed the waffle line, fixed your old duck call. Fixed broken glass and leave a patch in the cracking of your guitar. TV knobs and chandelier, let me do it all. I fixed those dish pans, trash pans, leather balls. Fixed the kitchen sink. I fix broken noses, cooler pads, and toasters on the blink. I feel just like a superstar each and every day. I get it done just like brand new, just me and my duct tape. I fix those shower towels and paper dolls and backyard waterfalls. I fix toilet pumps, oil sumps, and flattened basketballs. I fix broken frogs and leaking logs and a handle on your safe. I can fix your water bed, just me and my duct tape. I fix Venetian blinds, so roadway signs. I fix muzzles and puzzles and icebox doors and trains that people break. Freezers, freezers, rubber ducks, and I can rip your house with great. I was raised on duct tape. Who needs those stupid tools? People watch me using something.
As I mentioned, Garage Rock Heads, we recorded this track many, many years ago. It was composed by Kenny Sinner, the keyboard player, with members Jimmy Melick on lead guitar, Billy the Iceman Brumley on bass, and yours truly on percussion, the Brimmers.
Million Dollar Weekend.
Iceland.
Hey, Iceman, Luther's given us a signal, man, that we have another caller. He won't say what his name is. He just said he's a teenager. So, teenager, I want you to know, man, before you even start talking, that we have special vision, and we can see right through these iPhones. And we have to ask you, what's with that wart on your nose, man?
I ain't got no wart on my nose, man. Don't be playing around now. Hey.
Well, teenager, you hang in there, baby, because the Iceman, he wants to ask you something.
I might give you a howl.
Well, let me ask him. You guys want to...
Well, teenager, I tell you, man, the Iceman's put me up to it, baby. He's put me up to it. And it sounds as though you're having a lot of fun. Are you hanging out with a bunch of lowriders?
Well, how you doing, fellas? Huh? How's it hanging, huh? Hey!
I think that's some of the best collection of howls we have to date. And teenager, I hope you know, man, that the Iceman and Dickie Lee, we're only kidding, man. We're only kidding. And to show how much that we really appreciate your call, man, the Iceman has a special song just for you. So hit it, Iceman.
Well, in my heart, there's a tender spot of a magic sword for the war, the little fat war. Stop your foot and give a little sword for the war.
Man, don't be playing around now.
Now, come on, Iceman. I don't know what I'm going to do with you, baby. I know one thing, Iceman. We got to get back to business, man. And teenager, if you're still listening, baby, I hope you and those garage rock lowrider friends are enjoying this novelty weekend. Up next, we're going to go back to 1960. The group was called the Hollywood Argyles. They were fronted by a fellow by the name of Gary Paxton, who had ties with Bakersfield and his label, Garpax. Paxton was also a member of a group a few years earlier that nabbed a number one hit called Cherry Pie, the group Skip and Flip. Now on this track, listen closely, Sandy Nelson, a great drummer of Teen Beat fame, well, he's playing the garbage can and yelling in the song. Here they are, out of L.A., the Hollywood Argyles.
There's a man in the funny papers we all know. He lives way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bearcat stew. Well, this cat's name is Alley-Oo. He got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. And he can knuckle your head before you count too far. He got a big ugly club and a head full of how. Like great big lions and grizzly bears. He's the toughest man that is alive.
Alley-oop.
Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide.
Alley-oop.
He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
He rides through the jungle tearing limbs off of trees.
Alley-oop.
Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees.
Alley-oop.
The cats don't bug him cause they know better. Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wears clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
There he goes. Look at that caveman go. He sure is hip.
Now, as all of you garage rock heads can see, these novelty songs were all over the place. Out of 1960, Gary Paxton and the Hollywood Argyles.
Hi-yo, dinosaur. Ride, daddy, ride.
$1 million weekend.
This is Dickie Lee, baby, and you're on the air. What can I do for you?
I want you to do me a favor.
What's that, darling?
We're having a crib party here for Dustin Hiley.
Pardon me, you're having a crib party?
Right.
Now, Iceman, you got to join in on this, baby. You got to help me out now. Now, darling, I got to ask you, what is a crib party? Can you define that for me, please?
Well, he just turned 28.
Well, I got to hear more about this, darling. It sounds good and greasy. So what's the deal?
Since he's going out with Mrs. Robinson, who's 37.
I'll tell you, man, the full moon is coming. I know down in New Orleans they call this a bad moon rising. And that's when all the weirdos start coming out.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
Man, man, oh man, you're gonna get us in trouble there. Now, come on, let's play an appropriate song for Pat to kind of ease her pain while Dustin's going out with that older woman.
Get naked, baby.
Let's love, baby. Let's get it on.
Now, Iceman, I don't know what I'm going to do with you, man. Come on. You've got to get yourself together. We're on the air. Remember, this is Dustin's crib party. talent. We just can't help ourselves. Here's another novelty song out of 1961. Now, see if you remember this one right here, because it's time for a little babysitting boogie.
He goes. A rocking type of boogie is the kind of song that makes this little baby want to sing along. And though he maybe gets the tune a little wrong, he still goes. He isn't too young to really feel the beat. He rocks back and forth in his little seat. He claps both his hands and he taps his feet. And he sings. He is a hully-gully bouncing baby boy. You know the record player is his favorite toy. And don't forget he's everybody's pride and joy when he goes. I know there isn't anyone to take the bet, but surely he's the youngest teenager yet, and probably the hippest of the diaper set as he goes. He strolls in his stroller with the radio on. It doesn't go to sleep until the music's gone. He imitates the singer in the group with a low-down voice. And when it's time to tuck him in his little bed with all that music running.
Out of 1961, a little bit of that babysitting boogie.
He says,
boogie, 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 oh.
Memories are here. 1965.
That's right, darlings. It was 1965, man. And up for you right now is yet another great novelty song. This shot to the top of the charts and stayed there for almost 3 weeks. The group appeared in all the popular TV shows such as Shindig, Hullabaloo, and American Bandstand. Now listen to the lyrics. It's all about how this guy found his true love. And you'll never guess where. The group, The Detergents. And as they say, the rest is rock and roll history.
Is he really going out with her?
I don't know.
Look, here he comes now. Let's ask him.
Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
You going out with her tonight?
You bet your fur.
By the way, where'd you meet her?
I met her one day at the laundromat.
Why don't you turn around and smile at me? You get the picture?
Yes, me see.
And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat. My folks were always putting her down.
Down, down.
Because our laundry came back brown.
Brown, brown.
I don't care if they think she's bad. I fell in love 'cause she looked so sad.
I got a date tonight with the leader of the laundromat.
Dang it.
My dad said, find a laundry that's new.
Find a laundry that's new.
How can I tell my baby we're through?
Tell my baby we're through.
Gonna drive right into town. I don't care if my shirts are brown.
I got a date tonight with the leader of the laundromat.
When I finally got there, I told her it was all over between us. I'll never forget the hurt and the funny look in her eye. She grabbed my laundry and ran into the street, directly into the path of a runaway garbage truck. I yelled, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out!
Dang it. I felt so messy standing there.
Messy standing there.
My daddy
shut her everywhere. Tenderly I kissed her goodbye, picked up my clothes, they were fine.
Out of 1965, a very clean sound by The Detergents and Leader of the Laundromat.
Oh my gosh, the music just turns me on.
Out with your bad self.
Let's start the party.
Dickie Lee, this is for all the dummies out there who
like those oldies but goodies, those rotten forgotten, those flashes from the past. You know what I mean?
Iceman, I know what you mean, baby. I really do. Now, why don't you pick one of your favorite oldies and lay it on me right now?
Are you ready?
I'm ready, baby. All right, Iceman. Now, I don't know about this one, baby. Out of 1961, another number one hit novelty song. This song talks all about a strange creature who comes to Earth because he wants to be in a rock and roll band.
People eater to me, it was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Really came down to Earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? And he said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater, what a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground and he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop. Boop-a-lap-a-loom-bam-boom.
Hey, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toad, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater. What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Really went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead, playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Out of 1961, a little track all about that flying purple people eater, Shep Williams.
Flashback Weekend!
Smooth, suave, sophisticated, and he's a DJ too.
What's your name, baby?
John Allen.
What? Get the face, baby.
Bye!
That's right, Garage Rock Head, 63 was a great golden year. It was also a year for more of these crazy novelty songs. Up next, we're going to go to L.A. This group was a surf band, and they wrote and recorded a nonsensical song, once again, went straight to the top of the charts. Here they are, the Trashmen.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird.
Seven.
I told you this song didn't make any sense, but it was a number one hit out of 1963. The Trashmen.
You're listening to Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Get ready to groove, because it's vinyl time.
They're just hilarious.
Great show.
Good show.
My favorite show.
All the time.
I listen all day, every day.
I don't know. I'm just addicted to it.
We want to thank all you garage rock heads for calling in. And the Iceman, well, he has something he wants you to do. So, Iceman, hit it, baby.
I might give you a howl.
Get naked, baby.
The memories are here.
More smiles to ears worldwide than anyone else.
1961.
That's right, darlings. It was 1961, and you're moving and grooving with Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Up next, we're going to take you over to Pismo Beach, California, and this is the Iceman's girlfriend. Her name is Ruby, and this is about her and how shy she was when she first wore her bikini. See if you can remember this one right here.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to say,
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Bum, 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 bum.
She was afraid to come out in the open, so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shelf.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Yet another one of these great novelty songs out of 1961. Brian Holland for you.
I'll tell you more.
Now she's a $1 million weekend.
Get happy. Yeah.
Well, darlings, we're getting that high sign from Luther once again, and that only means one thing. It's time for Dickie Lee and the Iceman to go outside, jump on that 55, and boogie. Now, going home song for today is by a group out of 1960. They were called The Coasters. And this is all about one of those class clowns that always used to get in trouble in class. I'm sure you remember who that person was. In fact, it might have been you. Come on in here next week and join us, because we'll be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Until then, we'll catch you on the flip side.
That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get gone. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall? Who's always goofing in the hall? Who's always throwing spinball? Guess who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you! He walks in the classroom cool and slow. Who calls the English teacher daddy-o? Charlie Brown! Charlie Brown! That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Keep shaking your boogaloo, baby. Do the twist.
manager. Remember, baby, don't be L7. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh!